I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be looking at Mark chapter 6, looking at the story of Jesus feeding the multitudes and how they gathered up the broken pieces, the leftovers. The broken pieces were enough to fill 12 basketfuls. And sometimes these fragments, these broken pieces that are left over, they often look like not whole pieces, but when we put them together, they're enough to fill baskets full. So we think about the broken pieces, five or 10 minutes of time that you have here and there, these broken pieces of time where it might not look like you have enough to work on a whole project or to do a whole thing. But if we can work on little bits and pieces, or we've seen it in today's day and age, you know, just saving the change that you get from transactions, these little pieces that are not whole dollars, just the change, those little bits can add up over time. And sometimes gathering these broken pieces, these fragments together can lead to having more than enough. So let's get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you're new to us here, this 30-day prayer challenge prayer is the place to start. Our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, which says, "A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children." And that verse inspired me to start passing on lessons for every area of life, for spiritual growth and mind and emotions, purpose, health, family, finances, order, time, and community. I figured the most important thing to pass on would be wisdom. In fact, the book of Proverbs tells us that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver and precious rubies and all of these things. And so I made it my goal to start accumulating lessons to pass on. And it turned into a whole program with books and courses and partners. And to be honest, when I got started, I had no clue where to start, but God was faithful and he showed up and he began to teach me, he began to train me on what lessons to pass on to them. And out of everything we do, the first thing I would want to get established in anybody's life is this 30-day prayer challenge prayer process of praying this 2-minute long prayer. It's about a 2-minute long prayer, mostly of scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to plan our day with God. And then we go about our day executing, trusting that God is with us, executing with peace and joy because God is with us. He's anointed us. He's equipping us to do the things that we can do, to do the things that we know to do, and to do them with a good attitude because he's flowing through us, helping us do these things. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening to this and all their families, their friends, those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I thank you that just all the good that you have done for us in our lives, the abundance of good things. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us and to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all that you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And Father, we ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's just take a second to do the other half of prayer. If you want more training on this prayer and this process that we're about to go through, You can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com, and on the free tools and resources page, you'll find some information on this 30-day prayer challenge, along with a tracker that you can use to do the process we're about to do here, to plan your day with God, to keep you on track, hopefully evaluate how you're doing. But first question, what were your wins over the last 24 hours? What were your wins over the last 24 hours? What things did you get accomplished? It's occasionally good to look back and say, all right, how far have I come? What progress have I made? What were your wins over the last 24 hours? And then, how are your levels of peace and joy and confidence in God? And remember, it's either yes or no. Either God's supernatural peace and joy and confidence in him were flowing in your life, or they were not. And if the answer was it was not, the solution is get more present in your day. Often we get caught up thinking about the past or worrying about the future. Get more present in your day, that God is present with you right here in this present moment. Get more present. And communion is one of the biggest tools we use to do that as we take communion today. Get more present and more focused on God being with you. Set your mind on the things above, that God is with you. He loves you. He's given you his steadfast love, and love never fails. But set your mind on that. And then next, what are the things that you know to do over the next 24 hours? What steps do you know to take? Maybe there are administrative things that you need to do. What are the things that you know to do? Not the things that you can't do. Not the things that you're unsure of. What are the things that you know that you know that you know need to get done today? And let's just focus on getting those things done today and executing with a good attitude, trusting that God is with you. And there might be some things that you need to do that you don't like to do. I was just talking with my kids about this the other day. Yesterday it was, actually. About how they're like, oh, we don't want to do those things. I was asking them to do some things. They had some chores they needed to do. And like, oh, we don't want to do those things. They would rather, what would they rather do? They'd rather sit around watching TV, or they'd rather, you know, go play and do other things. But there are, in life, there are things that need to be done at times. And what I told them, I was going for a walk. I was like, all right, what do I say to them exactly? And I feel like the answer I got from God was, if you will tell them, because kids often say, oh, we're bored, we need something to do. I feel like what God was saying is this: if you will do what is pleasing to God, if you will make it your goal to do what is pleasing to God, rather than what you want to do all the time, you will have more peace, you will have more joy, you will have more fulfillment, and you will never be bored another day in your life. If you will take the initiative to look around, to spend time connecting with God, number one, what pleases God? To connect with him, to love him, to do the things he's asking us to do, to love people, to be good stewards of our health and of our body and of our money and our resources, to be good stewards of the things that he's given us. That means cleaning up our messes, taking care of the things that he's given us, being good stewards and administrators of those things. And there's always something to do, to look around, to see what needs to be done, and just start going and start taking action and doing those things and loving people, looking for opportunities to be a blessing to people. If you'll make it your goal, spend time connecting with God, be a good steward of the things he's entrusted to you, your health, your finances, your resources, where you live, your stuff, be a good steward of those, and loving people. You'll do those three things. You'll have enough to do, and you will never be bored another day in your life, and you will feel a higher sense of fulfillment and joy as you go about it. You execute those things with joy, that God is with you, helping you do those things. You will never be bored another day in your life. I tell my kids, boredom. If you ever find yourself being bored, boredom is a signal that God has given you that there's something you're supposed to be doing. If you ever find yourself bored, that's a signal. There's something you're supposed to be doing. And it has to do with either spending time with God, loving God, being a good steward of what he's given you, or loving people. There's something to be doing. God didn't put us on this earth to sit around doing nothing. There's times to sit and be still and know that he's God. But like we talked about the other day, we got to have a gas pedal and a brake pedal. Got to have the ability to go and take action and execute the things that we know to do, but also to slow down and to connect with God, wait for his leading, wait for his direction when we don't know what to do. And yes, you might say, there's more to do than I can ever get done in a day. And you're right, there is, but not more than God can get done in a day. If you'll stay plugged into Him, you'll stay focused on Him and rely and trust on His power equipping you to do what you need to do today, you're going to find there's more than enough time. He always has more than enough. He's going to have leftover because there's going to be broken pieces that we're going to see here in just a second. So let's get into the story. Mark chapter 6, starting in verse 35. This is Jesus. He's out teaching the multitudes. And it says, by this time it was late in the day. So his disciples said to him, this is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But Jesus answered them, you give them something to eat. They said to him, that would take 8 months of a man's wages. That would take 8 months of wages. So in today's dollars, the average pay in the United States is something like $50,000 a year. 8 months wages, we're talking $30,000 to $40,000 it would take to feed all these people. They said, are we to go spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? So notice, they had that much money with them. Are we to go spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. So they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of 150s. So notice, Jesus got them organized. Jesus got them more orderly. For miraculous things to take place in our life, we got to get more ordered. We got to get more structured. We got to create more organization in our lives for God's supernatural grace and power. When there's order, order is a key that unlocks the flow of God's grace and power and equipping flowing in our lives. We got to create more order. So then Jesus, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and he gave thanks. Now notice, this is the same progression Jesus does when he takes communion at the Last Supper. He looks up to heaven, he gives thanks, and then he breaks the bread. He breaks the loaves. Same progression. This is Jesus's pattern. Look up to heaven, give thanks for what he has, not what he doesn't have. Give thanks for what he has, and he breaks the loaves. Now, we're going to be talking about broken pieces here, finding fragments of time. The key to getting started with this, though, we often call it a memorial portion. In my book, Pockets of Prosperity, we talk about a memorial portion. In the Old Testament, the priests were to take a handful, just a small handful of the tithes and offerings that were given to them, and to take that small handful and to burn it as a memorial portion to God. It was just a tiny handful of all that they've been given. And that memorial portion is a reminder. It reminds us of God in our lives. It reminds us of what God can do, that he can take the little bit that we have and he can do the miraculous. And so you might be saying, hey, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough energy or health to do the things that I know I need to do today. I don't have enough money to get through this day or this week. I don't have enough time to get everything done that I know I need to get done today. I don't have the health or the energy to do the things that I know I need to do today. But remember what? You've been anointed. You've been given an anointing from God, and you know what to do. And as you get started on those things, you can give a memorial portion. Take the little bit of health, the little bit of money, the little bit of time and resources that you have, and use it to be a blessing. Use it to get started doing what you know to do. Give thanks for it, and then break it. Get started. You can take communion and then get started. And what happened? As he did, he broke them, then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people, and he also divided the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. So they all ate and were filled. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. And the number of men who had eaten was 5,000. And their women and children we see in the other gospel accounts. 12 basketfuls. These are broken pieces. These are not whole loaves and whole pieces of fish. These are little crumbs, little broken pieces. But when they added them all together, they were more than enough. They were more than enough. The leftovers, the little broken pieces, amounted to 12 baskets full, one for each disciple. The disciples had a whole basket full of provision, leftover provision, because I'm sure they ate in the process. 12 baskets full of leftover provision, one for each disciple. They were all broken pieces, but when you added them up together, they were a whole basket. So what I want you to think about today, you have broken pieces of time throughout the day. Start your day thanking God. All right, God, I've got more than enough today. You have broken pieces of time, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, all throughout the day. You have these little broken pieces of time. One of my mentors, one of the most successful ladies I've ever been around, she used to always tell me, she said, when I get these little broken pieces of time, 5 or 10 minutes here or there, she said, I would always ask myself this question, what's the best use of my time right now? And a lot of times you'll be amazed. A lot of those little things that you know you need to get done, you can get a lot done in 5 minutes or 10 minutes here and there throughout the day. You can get all these other little things done. For example, sending some encouraging text message to your friend, sending a few administrative emails, making a few phone calls, doing a few administrative things. Maybe you need to exercise. You can get an amazing workout in throughout the day in these broken pieces of time. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, 1 minute here. In these little broken pieces of time, you can get an amazing workout. Does any one broken piece seem like it's enough? No, but when you add them all together throughout the day, let's say you had 5 different 3-minute workouts throughout the day. You add those up all together and you got a full workout in for the day potentially. And you can do the same thing with money. Sometimes God supplies our needs. He's sending us all the money that we need, but it doesn't all come in one lump sum. Sometimes it comes in broken pieces. You've got a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit here, a little bit there. But when you add it all together, it's more than enough to meet your needs. And so gathering up these broken pieces and paying attention, being a good steward of these little pockets of time, these little bits of money, and start to accumulating them and piling them together. Gathering up these broken pieces. What does God do? We're all broken when we come to Him. He gathers us all up and He assembles us into something beautiful, into something amazing. But we're going to take communion over this today. And every time we take communion, we're bringing the sacrifice of Jesus that happened over 2,000 years ago. We're bringing it into the present moment, making it relevant in our lives today. And every time we take it, we're taking it with holy awe and reverence and delight for what God and Jesus have done. That His body was broken. And when we break this bread, we've got these broken pieces. And taking these broken pieces, when we take communion, we're taking broken pieces and we're receiving these broken pieces. And these broken pieces are what bring life and health and healing to our body. This is a biblical principle, a biblical theme all throughout the Bible, that these broken pieces can bring life. And making the most of these broken pieces that we have. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this bread and what it represents. We just bless this bread in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He said, "This is My body broken for You. Take it." He said that. Take it. I believe it's in the book of Mark. Take this. What is this? This bread, this broken piece is a symbol of His righteousness, His holiness, His perfectness that has been given to us as a free gift. Take it. Receive it, that you've been connected to God. You can live a life as one with Him again. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He says, "This is the cup of the new covenant in My blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." This new covenant, Not the old covenant. We're letting go of the old. And we're stepping into this new. And communion, every time we take communion, it is like an activation. We're activating these things in our life. We're turning the tables, receiving what God has for us. And we're going to be different going forward from this point on. And how are we going to be different? From now on, we're going to pay attention to the broken pieces, to these little fragments of time, of money. We're going to take what we have. We're going to take what we can do, what we do have, and we're going to assemble it together and make the most of it. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for this cup and what it represents. And we bless it in Jesus' name. So every time we take communion, it is like an activation. It's like a turning point in our lives. And we're supposed to be different going forward from this point on. But then we got to walk it out. How do we walk it out? Keep your eyes fixed on the things above. God has steadfast, unfailing love for you. He will never let you down. He is with you. He is for you. And his love, we got to receive that love from him and let it flow through us to empower us and equip us to love the people around us. So that hopefully we're a blessing to the people right around us, but also people all over the world. Keeping the command of love, remain in his love and let his love flow through you to equip you and to empower you to love and to cherish the people around you. That's how we walk it out. Trusting that he's with us. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you know, all of our partners, we've got a whole series of books and courses that we go through, taking you through this whole process of the Abundant Life Blueprint. And one piece just stacks on top of another. It's amazing how these pieces all, and again, these are just broken pieces, but when you stack them all together in order, it's amazing where this program can lead you. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.